bag, a 100-pound bag, chicken bag, chicken feed. Boy, get that 100-pound bag of chicken feed there, the way you spoke, told about it.
Was that kept in something called a tow sack or a crocus
sack?
Well,
they used to use crocus sacks, but they've gotten to where now even for fertilizer. Used to you bought fertilizer in what we call a gunny sack. Made out of coarse saw. It wasn't a cloth. It's kind of a, I don't know what kind of stuff you would call it, describe it.
That's the same as burlap today?
Used to be a burlap bag. But now they put it in paper. All paper comes fertilized about 5 or 6 bags, one in each other. It'd be about 5 of them. So,
what are they used to? Did they ever say a guana sack?
Guana sack, yeah. That's what they call it, guana sack.
Is that the same as a gunny sack?
Yeah, that'd be it.
And does that mean guana is like burlap, or does that mean fertilizer?
Well, fertilizer, used to be in that burlap sack. But they've done away with that. That was too expensive, and they put it now in paper bags.
Mm-hmm.
Paper bags, 100-pound paper bags, or 200-pound paper bags.
I see. I never said tow sack.
No, a paper bag.
And when people wanted to make some music, they'd blow into a little thing and make a tune.
Yeah.
What would they call that?
Hog.
And if they picked it...
Juice hog.
Juice hog. Uh-huh. And did you ever see children back on the farm play one child here and one here, and they go up and down?
Seesaw.
Seesaw. And if they put it on a pole and they went around,
yeah, I think you call them merry-go-round.
Merry-go-round?
Yeah.
You ever call that a flying...
Flying Jenny.
Flying Jenny?
Flying Jenny.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And a piece of stone where you sharpen a knife on?
How'd that?
A piece of stone that you sharpen a knife on, what you used to call that?
Oh, wet rock.
Wet rock. And different kinds of wood fences. Would you tell me about them? The kind that looked like this.
Rail fence?
I saw a rail fence.
Yeah, right there. There's one little one right down there. You right over here. Well, now that was way before the wire fences was ever invented.
Mm-hmm.
Now they use that too expensive. In fact, you couldn't find enough timber. There's no timber in this country to make it. It's too expensive it to cut it up into rails when they can sell it for pulpwood or saw timber. And then you got nobody here. You had it way back in slavery day when you had plenty of labor. You go in the woods and cut down trees and split up those rails, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
Cut them about, they'd be about 10 feet long. And you'd make a corner like that, you see. Make them in the...
What do you call that bottom rail?
They call that the...